Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, this whole show, we've been talking about food in Montreal and Canada and just really having a great trip up to that area, that region, and focusing on the food. I mean, who says that you can't travel for food, Olivia? I mean, specifically for that.
I think you should at least once. And we've already, talked about some really great destinations just for food.
We really have. In Montreal, I tell you, put that on your list. But now, we also like to talk about quarter miles. And when we talk about quarter miles, we're looking at those U.S. Mint quarters that are based on a state, and they have something on the back of them that relates to that state. And we like to think about that as a way to be inspired to travel there and do something touristy.
We do, and it goes through a lengthy process. Lots of people involved in deciding what design will represent their state. So it must be pretty special and important.
Absolutely, it is. It is, it is. Now, we're going to stay in the northern region. So where are we going today? This is the fourth quarter. We got to do the quarter miles.
Exactly. So if you want a break from the hustle and bustle of a very active and exciting city like Montreal, you can go in the great wide open prairie, such as in North Dakota.
Oh, I love North Dakota. I used to spend a lot of time there when I had my training company.
I was surprised to learn that, and you loved it out there, you said.
Yeah, it's a definitely wide open country, very beautiful, and the people are just very gracious and very friendly, very warm.
That's great. So looking at the design, which was released in 2006 and engraved by Donna Weaver, it shows two bison grazing in the grass and with the sun setting in the background and lots of buttes and canyons along the horizon. So it's a really great depiction of what you'll find out there in North Dakota.
That is true. That is true. And you can see the bison grazing and drive around. So, I would say that is a good representation.
Absolutely. And it also has a special connection to President Theodore Roosevelt. In his 20s, he went to North Dakota to hunt bison, but he actually quickly fell in love with the area, invested in a local ranch. And he says that his time in North Dakota influenced him to become president. He said he might not have been president if he hadn't spent that time in North Dakota.
Well, that's interesting. Wow, he was very much inspired by that area.
Yes, and after losing a lot of his cattle to starvation and just spending a lot of time out there, he was inspired to found the United States Forest Service and sign the Antiquities Act, which helps preserve untouched land around the country.
And you get a lot of that in North Dakota. I mean, it is really wide open land, undeveloped.
That's great for our outdoor lovers, especially,
yes,
like we said, if you want a break from Montreal or busy cities like that. And the National Parks Service website will tell you that the bison in the area used to be, on the verge of extinction, and they're our nation's national mammal.
Mm.
So due to, the Park Service and the Antiquities Act, we've helped preserve bison. And now there are over 400 wild buffalo living just in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, which is in North Dakota.
Exactly. And you can drive through there. And as you're driving through, it's just amazing to see those really large animals and just see them walking and grazing and kind of minding their own business and not paying so much attention to us. But we're certainly looking at them.
Yes, they're very majestic.
They are.
Very stoic, too.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of things to do in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. There's actually three units that stretch across all of the area known as the Badlands. Kind of cool name, right?
Well, I always thought that was a funny name until I really saw those canyons and areas. And the land.
You get it.
I can see why people would say, oh, this land is bad, and call it the Badlands.
So there are three developed campgrounds, but you're actually free to explore over 100 miles of open, untouched land and camp where you wish. But they're all located in the southern unit of the park, and that's where a lot of the activity is found. One place is Medora, which is a historic town. It provides kind of an Old West cowtown experience. There's horseback rides and buggy rides. And there's also some great modern museums, luxury lodging, and an amphitheater, which features live performances every week.
Yeah, they have some really interesting performances there. Some of them really capture the history of the area with kind of a modern touch to it. And it really describes, again, why the land is called the Badlands, because when they were really going across that land, migrating over to the west, they really couldn't see what was ahead. And all those canyons and places that really dropped hundreds of feet, a lot of people lost their lives.
It is risky out there. Mm-hmm. Luckily, now we have things more mapped out. We can be careful.
We have GPS.
And if you'd rather just enjoy the view instead of get out there yourself, there are lots of great overlooks throughout visitor centers in the park. One great place is the Painted Canyon Visitor Center. And there you'll find hiking trails leading from the center exhibits and displays inside the building, and a very knowledgeable staff as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we are talking Quarter Miles here, and we're in North Dakota. So we're exploring all these things that you can do based on a simple quarter that you've got right in your pocket.
And today we're looking at the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Another great place you can visit inside the park is the Maltese Cross Cabin. And this was around where President Roosevelt built his first ranch in North Dakota. And it's now open to viewers. You can walk inside it.
Well, that's fascinating. I would say that's one of the things you want to put on your list, because you really want to see where he lived, since he was so inspired by the state and by the surroundings there.
Exactly. He was inspired not only to preserve the land around the country to make sure it remained untouched, but also inspired to become president of the United States.
Exactly. Amazing.
And you can take in more of the scenery that he fell in love with through a drive called the Scenic Loop Drive, 36-mile stretch with many stopping points, more overlooks, and lots of interpretive informational signs. And you can also need to keep your eye out for wildlife, such as coyotes, cougars, elk, and of course, the bison.
Yes, yeah, amazing. I mean, there's other wildlife there. I mean, a lot of times we think of the bison in that area and that's what we're really going there to see. But you're right. I mean, the coyotes, I always love getting a glimpse of them.
And cougars, too. They're really fascinating to me.
Very fascinating, because there are not many places where you can see them.
Exactly. And another place that was important to Theodore Roosevelt is the Elkhorn Ranch site. This one's a bit more mysterious and cryptic. It's hidden deep within the Badlands, accessible only by gravel roads. So if you want to get there, you make sure you check with park officials that the roads are clear and safe to drive through, because there could be some changes due to weather.
That's a really good point. You definitely want to check out the weather. Plus, you want to go on a nice day when you can really, really enjoy it without, you know, the hindrance of maybe rain or fog or something like that.
Right, or snow. So maybe plan for a summer visit.
There is definitely snow in North Dakota. I've been there in the middle of winter.
You will find lots of snow.
Snow and snow drifts.
Yes, so be careful.
Be careful.
Now, the park is also a great spot for horseback riding and hiking. I imagine it's, you know, really special to horseback ride, where you can see canyons and just that wide stretch of land.
Well, the Painted Canyon, I mean, that's what's so beautiful about this area is that, I mean, it's called the Badlands, but it's really a very, very beautiful, picturesque area. And if you're a photographer, you definitely want to bring your camera so you can capture all the beauty and take it back and show your friends and family when you get back home.
And if you do plan to go out there and camp or go on long hikes, just be warned that there isn't a lot of water or shade available in the area. You know, it's very open, so that can be limited. Keep that in mind. However, at night, the stars are very visible, and sometimes you can even see northern lights.
Oh, wow. And see, that right there would be just a very special kind of surprise to be able to see the northern lights. Fantastic.
Yes. And so that wraps up the national park portion. And some other fun things to do in North Dakota would be to visit the Scandinavian Heritage Park, which is said to be the only park in the world representing all five Nordic countries. Lots of authentic architecture and exhibits there. So very unique in that way.
Well, you know, and it's very historic, too, because there were a lot of the Scandinavians who actually were the pilgrims who came to that area,
right,
who really camped there and made their homes there, made their homestead there.
And it's also the home of an annual jazz festival.
Mm. I didn't know
jazz
that.
Jazz in North Dakota.
I did not know that. I missed that part when I was going.
And another cool place, so you don't have to get out to visit it. You can just drive down the road. It's the Enchanted Highway, a collection of the world's largest scrap metal sculptures along a 32-mile road. They are humongous.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And there's the International Peace Garden as well.
Yes, International Peace Garden is a 3-mile park located adjacent to the Canada and U.S. border. We talked about Montreal today, so maybe that's a great first step into Canada on your way to Montreal.
Exactly, exactly. And on the way back, you can just stop and also take in some of the things, like even some of the 150,000 planted flowers that you can find in that International Peace Garden as well. So great, great, great. You can do Canada and you can do North Dakota.
Sounds like a deal.
Sounds like a deal to me, too. Now, this has been a great show, Olivia. Love all of this information. I'm ready to go. And we could actually drive. So we could leave Georgia, drive on up through North Dakota, and on into Canada and have a nice vacation.
It's a long trip, but a good trip.
A long one, but a good one. Thank you guys for joining us today. Now, we'll be back soon with more travel tips, destinations, and all kinds of great information to share with you. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you today by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia, not quite as far as North Dakota. So hop in your car and head down to the coast of Georgia for a great vacation. Check out the website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Thanks for joining us today. Bye-bye.
I'm from this northern town in North Dakota. In North Dakota.